Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A listener says, is there anything in the budget for old age pensioners living on their own? All bills have gone up and an extra €10 today is an insult. Well, that's what we believe is coming, but we'll find out for certain at 2 o'clock when the budget is announced. Questions continuing to mount, of course, for Fianna Fáil following Jim Gavin's shock withdrawal from the presidential race late on Sunday night. Today's Irish Independent is reporting that Fianna Fáil was made aware of a possible dispute between Jim Gavin and a tenant back on the 8th of September. Before his selection, following a query from the paper. Let's get more on all of this now with Barry Lenehan. Hello, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So, in terms of that report, how have Fianna Fáil been responding to that? What have we heard from them on it?
Well, this has really fanned the flames again this morning of the raging inferno around the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and his deputy leader, Jack Chambers. Of course, the Irish Independent reporting that this morning, Fianna Fáil made aware on the 8th of September. Why is that date significant? It is the day before Jim Gavin beat Billy Kelleher in that hotly contested selection convention, 40 votes to 29. Now, Micheál Martin has been out this morning. He said that claims that Fianna Fáil knew about Jim Gavin's issue with a specific tenant before selecting him were not a fair representation of the situation at all. He said an issue was raised, but it was in a very generic and general way. We were not aware of any such issue, he claimed, and that is the truth of it. Jack Chambers, he also out, doubling down. He said that Fianna Fáil did a very comprehensive and robust due diligence process before this election, as Jim Gavin's selection as a candidate, and that any questions or queries that came to the party's press office were put to Jim Gavin, and he was absolutely clear on having no issues relating to the tenant, saying that the details only emerged over the weekend.
So, I mean, all of that, your view on that depends on whether you look at due diligence and you think to yourself, well, asking the candidate, is there an issue here, and leaving it at that is quite enough.
Well, already their defences this morning are being called into question by the chair of the Oireachtas Enterprise Committee. This is James O'Connor, the Fianna Fáil TD in Cork. He has responded this morning saying Jim Gavin should never have found himself on the ballot paper, and he was there due to the extensive pressure put on Fianna Fáil TDs and senators by Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers. They repeatedly phoned each member of the parliamentary party in the days before that convention. And he would go on to say that he regretted the treatment bestowed on Jim Gavin in the past 2 days, but said elevating him one day and then throwing him under a bus the next has to be the most unceremonious dumping on a party candidate in modern Irish political history. And really the sense going into this pivotal meeting now tomorrow, Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting tomorrow evening, is that this needs to be put to bed before that meeting. Who knew what and when and what questions were asked, what was Jim Gavin's knowledge going into the meeting of those questions, as some talk was there questions about him even going forward for selection on the 9th of September. That is what some TDs are raising this morning off the back of that original query on the 8th of September.
Well, Micheál Martin on the 6-1 News yesterday was questioned robustly about all of this by Sharon Tobin. Now, clearly he was speaking not just to the general public there, but also to the parliamentary party. I mean, did that settle things in any way? Was it felt that he answered a lot of the questions there?
Some TDs who were highly critical, or some who were highly critical yesterday morning when this was at its peak, shall we say, perhaps were satisfied with talk of a review. Let's see how that review goes and will it get to the bottom of this whole issue. The others were not so happy about it, mainly the explanation that Mr. Gavin came through a democratic process of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, as some TDs and senators, as we heard from there, from James O'Connor, alleged that they were put under significant duress in order to vote for Jim Gavin. So it's hard to know. There's other questions as well over last week. As we see, the accusation is that the Taoiseach and the Director of Elections were moving away from the Jim Gavin campaign, and no posts on social media, for instance. One backbencher TD saying Jack and Micheál knew and had the minions out on a lost cause, because many TDs were canvassed dancing on Sunday as well, including Barry Andrews, as we heard yesterday.
That was suggested here on the programme, that there was a sense that the leadership were moving away from Jim Gavin. So that notion is gaining traction, is it?
Within some voices, but again, it'll be up to the Taoiseach and Mr Chambers and others within the Fianna Fáil hierarchy who are centrally involved in this process to address that. But it is coming down to this meeting tomorrow. There are people who do want heads to roll. One backbench TD messaged me last night when I asked about how this parliamentary party meeting will go. They simply responded, Titus Andronicus, which is, if you do not know, Claire, renowned as the most violent of William Shakespeare's play. A bloody take of, maybe I pronounced it wrong, have I?
No,
a bloody
right.
take of vengeance with several murders and some cannibalism thrown in for good measure. So, that's some people are looking for it, but the overall sense is that there's a middle ground there who might be happy to see what comes out of this review, but that review will need to be done quite comprehensively and perhaps quite urgently, which some say hasn't happened in the past.
Yeah, and people want to know, from what we've heard, you know, where did Jim Gavin's name come from? I mean, Barry Cowan this morning on Morning Ireland was questioning the selection process. He said that it wasn't open or robust enough. Micheál Martin making the point that no one came to him over the summer with the name of anyone in the parliamentary party who wanted to go forward for selection, and that lots of names outside of the party were put to him. But still we're not hearing, you know, who was the person who drove Jim Gavin through the gap and into that meeting on the 9th, wasn't it, on the 9th of September, where we had Billy Kelleher. Nobody's taking ownership of that, are they?
Well, the Taoiseach, in his defence, has always insisted he did not want to be speaking about and asked about candidates every single day of the week during the summer season. Perhaps he will remember when he, in 2011, approached the late Gay Byrne to run for the Oras when a new candidate was coming out every day. So that was his defence. What we do know is that Mr Gavin was approached in early July when his popularity was obviously quite high owing to his rule as his role as the chair of the Football Review Committee, seismic reforms there. We do know that perhaps five or six people within Fianna Fáil were looking at this, driving this from the top. We do know that there was polling, focus group research, but the full sequence of events perhaps still to be teased out. And Billy Kelleher, he did come forward in August. He had approached Micheál Martin in July, asking Micheál Martin to run. That would be the Taoiseach's defence as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And lots of discussions even happening this morning, talking to TDs. I'm told that the six Galway Oireachtas members are meeting just around now to discuss their next steps going into that parliamentary party meeting tomorrow.
What does that mean, their next steps?
Just talking, reviewing the campaign, because
who they're going to go for.
Well, I don't think we're at that level. We are not fully at that level. TD's urging caution this morning. Yes, a lot of febrile talk over the past 24 hours, but the sense is that we are not at a level of a challenge just quite yet, although some of the key protagonists in what has been a macabre play continuing that team this morning for Fianna Fáil perhaps have lost quite an amount of a political capital here.
I mean, they have the budget to discuss as well, but I mean, the analysis that I've read this morning suggests that that would be a distraction only for so long, that this is for members of Fianna Fáil so serious that the budget won't, you know, result in them taking their eye off this ball for long.
Well, has the eye been on the budget ball, Claire? That is the other question, because anything that perhaps has not been politically proofed in that budget, which could come up over the next 24 hours, which has come up in this studio on your phone in over the years, that could really heighten things going in to that parliamentary party meeting tomorrow. So it really is all a play. But the other issue as well is that simply TD senators keen to stress, those who are critical of all this, that they have great sympathy for Jim Gavin. They have great sympathy for the tenant at the centre of all this as well, but also say that it's not just simply down to that central issue over the weekend, that the campaign, as we said last week, had been taking on a serious level of water before issues emerged over the weekend.
And Jack Chambers then, I mean, how much pressure is he under in all of this, are you hearing?
Well, many TDs and within Fianna Fáil grassroots unhappy with the explanation proffered last night, unhappy that there seemed to be a level of knowledge about this issue on Saturday night. And again, first time TDs in particular, political novices, perhaps upset that A, they were asked to go out and publicly endorse Jim Gavin, and B, that they had printed literature alongside his name, which costs them political capital locally, mm-hmm. And see that they were canvassing for him on Sunday, when it would appear, or at least the moon music would appear, that the issue of Mr. Gavin's withdrawal was very much on the table at that stage.
Also, you know, the wisdom of having Jack Chambers, who's putting together a budget, being director of elections.
That has been raised. The Galway West TD John Connolly, Fianna Fáil TD, raising that as an issue yesterday. It's been raised by some, but Mr. Chambers would point, in, if he were here to defend himself, that he was a successful director of elections in the local elections as well, mm-hmm. And other elections. But that is surely to be one of the key points raised tomorrow evening at that parliamentary party meeting.
Okay, and then on top of all of that, we have the returning officer confirming that Jim Gavin's name will remain on the ballot paper now on election day.
That's it, yes. This issue could well have another twist in the tale. Who said it would be a boring campaign, Claire? But yes, that is the quest. That is the case. It always was felt that would be the case, looking at the 2020 general election, when Maurice Skeehan, who had died, still was on the Tipperary ballot paper when she accrued 182 votes. And also in the last year's local elections, when Fine Gael's Marian Agrios withdrawn also over a property-related issue and accrued 105 votes. But there were lengthy discussions. I got the sense from Department of Housing officials yesterday that there might be a change, or there was avenue for a change. But no, it is emphatic. Jim Gavin's name will be on the ballot paper. And that means, if it is to come down to a tight race, and that cannot be ruled out, his transfers could well come into play. So
right,
anything is possible.
And the transfers will count. So if you opt for Jim Gavin number one, your two and your three will be counted.
That is correct. It's not a spoilt vote. And as we have seen, and it has been mentioned, and TDs from all parties, both government and opposition, have said this whole issue of spoiling the vote and so on, the dissatisfaction with the quantity of the field, or the number of names on the ballot paper, the fear might that manifest itself in spoiled votes. There might be votes for Jim Gavin as a means of spoiling the contest. Perhaps a bit away from that yet. That was the talk last week about that being an issue, but it is a factor that people will keep an eye to.
Okay, and just to draw on all of that contact you've had with people in Fianna Fáil over the last 24 hours or so, Barry, what is the general view on whether the party might endorse one of the other candidates?
It's probably too early to say, but the feeling is perhaps that the party won't go as far to endorse any of the other candidates at this point in time. We heard Mary Hannaford, the former cabinet minister who wanted to run herself, saying it would be a mad idea. I think others have said it both publicly and privately as well. And of course, without Fianna Fáil in the contest, it does reshape the paradigms of this and where that vote would go. Of course, if you add Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin's vote, maybe that would give Heather Humphreys the advantage. But without Jim Gavin in the race as well, you have 33% undecided, so you have his 15%, that's 48% of the vote still in play, with over 2.5 weeks to go. Catherine Connolly camp, talking to one strategist within that this morning, they argue that without Jim Gavin in the field, they're not so sure that Mr. Gavin's voters will all still come out to vote. 60% of his transfers were going to Heather Humphreys in that opinion poll over the weekend, so they see it as a potential advantage to them. But again, it's a long, long way to go.
There are a number of chapters to be written yet, let alone
read. And both candidates out of the stump today as well, Claire, worth pointing out. Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys in Louth, Catherine Connolly in Leinster House this morning and this afternoon, before she attends Ireland's oldest halting site later, and all building up now for a showdown between the pair and that big prime time debate, which I'm sure we'll be discussing again on the final week of campaigning. So many more chapters yet.
Barry, thank you so much. Barry Lenehan there. That's all very interesting, isn't it? And as we say, there's a lot to play out there. Now, coming up, Maura Fey meets the people over the age of 40 who've decided to join the Guards. Plus, Ireland has the fifth highest rate of e-cigarette use worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. We'll find out more about that after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.